92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It was a big day last week down south at the White House in Washington. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki handed over the job of dealing with the reporters to Karine Jean-Pierre. And while Jen said she's really enjoyed many parts of the job, there have been some very not fun parts to the job as well, like the extensive number of threats against her and her family. They've come in the form of phone calls, text messages, and letters. Many contain very personal information, like the names of her kids and where they go to school. And she's not alone. Public officials across the country have reported an increased number of threats over the past couple of years. There are some people who worry that threats like these could compromise the running of this year's midterm elections. Jen hasn't officially announced what she'll be doing yet, but we know she's had some big closed-door chats with the suits at MSNBC. One thing we do know that she's going to miss, seriously and truly, is Peter Doocy from Fox News. And I'm going to miss their daily exchanges because Jen was a master of smacking him down. I never imagined that watching a White House press briefing could actually be fun. She says they really do have a very good professional relationship. So Psaki has been replaced by Karine Jean-Pierre, who has worked closely with Jen and the Biden administration. And she's making history as the first black woman and the first openly gay LGBTQ person to hold that high-profile position.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.